Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. When I meet new people, I really enjoy getting to know their past, which in some cases people like to try to hide, but in most cases it's a lot of fun to find out where somebody grew up and what their family was like and how they were formed into the person they are today. It's always interesting to hear someone else's story. And the truth is that, you know, especially for those people who want to hide their past, they try to deny the fact that their past experiences define who they are today. Because the truth is that it's inescapable. Everything that we do in our life, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's indifferent, it doesn't matter. It shapes how we act, it shapes how we feel, it shapes how we speak. And so it's all important. Especially if you want to get to know somebody really well. You have to know their past. Well, in our epistle reading for today, Paul is in the synagogue, and he stands up to give a word of encouragement. And his word of encouragement starts in a rather strange way. He gives a history lesson. Are you want to have a word of encouragement? All right, let me open the textbook. Ready? Israel was in the land of Egypt. And then they were let out of slavery. And then for 40 years, God put up with them. And then they conquered 7 nations. And then they had a prophet. And then they had a king. And there was Saul and Samuel and David. And are you feeling encouraged? Encouragement, yes? Not quite. Right? Many times when we approach Israel's history in the Old Testament, we think to ourselves, does it really matter all that much? I mean, even like think about like the really well-known like Bible stories, the ones we teach the kids, like Samson, right? He's a really strong guy, and then, you know, through circumstances, he loses his strength, and in his last moments of his life, he gives up himself to kill Israel's enemies. We go, great, but how does that have anything to do with me? And then, you know, we move on. The walls of Jericho, we all remember that story, right? Israel marches around the walls, and these giant man-made walls, they all come crumbling down, and the Israelites rush in, and they're able to win this victory that they shouldn't have won. And we go, wow, what a great story. But how does it apply to my life? About Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? They get thrown into the fiery furnace, and, you know, this fire that was heated so hot and it should have consumed them, but yet they walk out of the flames and their clothes don't even smell like a campfire. They're just totally clear of it. And we go, cool. How miraculous, but why does it matter? They're all great stories. But they don't really seem to have much value in our day-to-day life. Well, if Paul stands up to give a word of encouragement through a history lesson, then I'm here to do the same. You see, the entirety of the Old Testament scriptures are important because it's not just about Jewish history. It's not just about a people that lived a few thousand years ago and did all sorts of wonderful things and saw a bunch of cool stuff. This is about the people who are descended from the blood of Abraham. Okay? And the very same blood that flowed through Abraham's veins sort of traces itself through this Old Testament history all the way down to a person called Jesus Christ. And then Jesus takes this blood of Abraham and he sheds it from his body down to a people who he desires to receive his blessing. You know who has the blood of Abraham? You. You receive it every time you drink the blood of Christ in the supper. You received it when you were baptized into his name. Israel's history is your history. You want to know something about yourself? Well, don't forget the past. If you want to know something about your people, not only where they've been, but where they're going, you have to know about Israel's past, what they went through, how God interacted with them, and how they became the people that they are today. Because the truth is that the same people that God led out of Egypt are the same people that God is caring for today. The new Israel. He's caring for his church, the people that he has claimed to be his own. And so more than anything else, the Old Testament teaches us that God is the same. We live in an ever-changing world. In fact, in a world where we like to dismiss history a lot of the time. But even in the midst of this world, God shows us that he doesn't change. He is the same God that existed for Adam and Eve, still upholding that very first promise that he delivered into their ears. It's that you might know how God's going to interact with you today. You want to know how the Old Testament applies? We all remember Samson. What happened? But Samson uses the last moments of his life to bring this house down upon himself and to crush all of Israel's enemies. Which teaches us something about Jesus. Because with the last ounce of Jesus' strength, what does he do? He conquers all your enemies. The promise that was in Samson, that he would be the judge to save God's people, is the promise of Jesus that he accomplished 2,000 years ago, and it's the promise of Jesus that still lasts to today. God's going to conquer your enemies. Granted, today it might not be a political entity like the Philistines, or granted, maybe you might think it is. But the truth is that we have other enemies. We have sin. We have death. How many of you guys want to conquer death on your own? Not going to happen, right? Words like cancer. It's scary. But you know what? By Jesus' death on the cross and by him rising back to life 3 days later, he shows us that in his death, all is conquered. He is the Lord of life, and he gives that promise to you. Which is where we get to Jericho, right? We all remember Jericho? The things that man makes will eventually crumble. If you trust in what you can build in this life, God's got a new thing coming for you, because in an instant, he can make it all fall apart. But for the Israelites who are marching around this city, trusting that something as simple as blowing horns and shouting is going to bring down these walls, for those trusting in God's promise, they are victorious. For you who trust in God's promise, you are victorious. We could go on and on. I mean, every single point of Old Testament history, it points us to a current and present reality. That God still cares for his people. And this is why the Bible isn't recorded year by year. You know, it's not like, dear diary, today the people of Israel didn't listen. You know, Moses doesn't record a diary. He records, you know, years at a time. You know, and even in Jesus' ministry, he walks the earth for 3 years. And we just get a few stories here and there. We miss all of those points in between. Because the truth is that if we think, you know what, God, you promised to release me from my suffering, but yet here I am, still suffering in the afflictions of this world. God, if you really are the God you say you are, free me. But as God records, century by century, generation by generation, he shows that he doesn't have our timetable. He has his own. He has a timetable where he is ready to show you his promise. And he does. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. But the Lord will show you that he keeps every single one of his promises. Even in the midst of a people who might doubt them, even in the midst of a people who might wander away into unfaithfulness, God is always faithful to you. Which, fun fact, that's the short summary of the book of Hosea. You see, it all comes back. God never changes. He is constantly delivering his promises, and he is constantly keeping them because he's never broken a single one. You can be absolutely 100% certain, because here comes the proof. The words of encouragement for you today is that God sent Jesus. This is the Savior that he promised to Adam and Eve, and he sent him, and he actually came to live a perfect life, to die on a cross, to conquer death itself. It's history, and it's history that still rings true for you today, because the truth is that today you are forgiven. Because God promises. You are saved. Eternal life is yours. You have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. And what's better is that history hasn't even stopped. Yesterday is history. And you still get to be a part of it. You get to be a little slice of God's church, a little slice of his people who exist right here in Illinois. You get to be a part of this history. Because the truth is that maybe somebody might not remember that Pastor Dunlop was the pastor of the church here. But for 126 years already, this church has been a part of proclaiming the gospel in the very center of Illinois. That's history. And that's a history that we should be proud to be a part of. The history of the Old Testament that has continued even to today. And so as history continues, it means that God's people continue to gather around this promise of forgiveness and life and salvation. It means that God's people continue to receive the body and blood of Christ that is on this altar. It means that children and adults alike are constantly brought to the waters of baptism, and we are connected into these promises, grafted into the grand history that God has for the world, this grand plan that he has designed. That's all unified under the blood of Christ. My friends, we have a great privilege to know Old Testament history and to continue to live as the new Israel in our own world. But today I'm going to leave you with a challenge. As you've been sanctified by the blood of Christ, as you've had your sins forgiven, I'm going to encourage you to go home today, to open your Bible, and to discover how God's promises to your ancestors, those from ancient Israel, are the very same promises that God makes for you. In Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.